NZ On Air Music presents Long Player.
Hey, this is Charlotte from Womb. I'm just talking about our new EP, Holding a Flame.
I was so excited when I saw that you were releasing, Womb was releasing an EP. And
yes.
Love Womb so much, of course. can you tell me about Holding a Flame?
So this EP, it's been a while since we've released any like more substantial body of work, and pretty much we're like still working on an album, but we got kind of restless, I think, and a bit impatient, so that we were just like, oh, let's just put out an EP. So these songs were originally going to be on the album, but Hazzy and I are Gemini twins, and that makes us really indecisive. our sister's a Leo. So, yeah, we just ended up wanting to put this out. I think these songs kind of like stand as a whole together. They kind of feel like they go through a bit of an evolution.
That's so interesting. Even though you're indecisive, I think it's awesome that you have released this and kind of gone all out with it. You're also partnering up with Flying Nun Records, which is very exciting. So how did that come about?
So with Flying Nun, that's kind of been something that I think we've been hoping would happen for a little while, and we're just kind of working towards that potentially with the album. And then we're quite slow with the album, so we sent them the EP and just saw if they wanted to work with that, and it's like worked out really well. So we're really, really stoked to be working with them for this.
It's like giving your audiences a little treat along the way.
That's kind of the thing. We're like, oh, we've been quiet for a while now, so let's just put something out there.
It's a good way to do it. So the first two tracks is like about a 30-second intro, 30-40 second intro, and then the second track, Mercury. Could you tell me about those two tracks and how they fit in together?
So the first two tracks, in the intro and Mercury, I feel like they almost go together in terms of like this like extended intro together. The actual 30-second intro was originally made in collaboration with a friend of ours, Freya, and I think they still are like working on this short film, so that was composed for them. I think that kind of explains it. It feels very like cinematic, and that's kind of why. Mercury, I just remember we were like playing this show at this place called St. Mary's Cathedral down here in Wellington, which is like this kind of like really grand church show, which was really cool and kind of random to play there. But Mercury was, we wrote that in anticipation of playing it there. And I feel like that kind of resonates, and the sound of it is just like, has like quite a big grand sound or something like that. I don't know. I feel like it's kind of cool with Mercury, because lyrically, whenever I listen to it, kind of always like gives new meanings to, I guess, what it's trying to say, which is, it's kind of nice. It's like very recently when we're recording it and getting it ready to go out into the world, it kind of like was giving me guidance in a weird way that wasn't how it was written, but I was like, oh, cool. Like my past self is like giving me some guidance. I love it.
Reconcile.
So Love, I feel like in some ways might be kind of all of our like collective favorite song potentially. It's definitely like the funnest one to play live, and that's I think a lot to do with like Hezzy's synth line and Georgie's like woodblock drum. And yeah, this I don't know, this one's just it feels like very performative to play live. Yeah, this recording is definitely a bit more like stripped back or like a little bit more chill, I guess, than how we perform it live. I guess we're thinking about like, I don't know, just someone like walking down the street with their headphones. We don't want to like, I don't know, I don't want to be screaming in someone's ear. But yeah, I don't know. I feel like this song is very like reflective of like being in a kind of strange emotional time. And it's, I feel like this song kind of encapsulates that time where it was like, needing to end a relationship but still being in love. And yeah, I feel like that song just like really captures that energy for me.
I come so
So Holding a Flame, this song was originally kind of just recorded like just me when I was in lockdown at my house. And it was just kind of intended as like a demo. I kind of never really thought it would end up in the world as it is. But then, yeah, there was something quite special about the sparseness of it. And yeah, there's this artist that we really like called Jella, and they had an EP last year called Ache of Victory. And the whole like instrumentation of that EP is like so sparse and so like controlled with like how much they're like giving you sonically and lyrically. And yeah, I think we just took a lot of note from that and like really we're like, okay, let's just like leave this as sparse as it needs to be. I think we're just really happy with the sparseness of this track because it's just very, very simple and it didn't need to be more complicated than, I don't know, trying to add more instrumentation or anything like that.
Holding a flame, pushing a stone.
That was Long Player. Thanks, NZ On Air Music.